The Death Instinct by Jed Rubenfeld. Read by Carrie Shale. On a clear September day in Lower Manhattan, the financial center of the United States became the site of the most massive terrorist attack that had ever occurred on American soil. It was 1920. Despite the then largest criminal investigation in United States history, the identity of the perpetrators remains a mystery. Part 1. Chapter 1. Death is only the beginning. Afterward comes the hard part. There are three ways to live with the knowledge of death, to keep its terror at bay. The first is suppression. Forget its coming. Act as if it isn't. That's what most of us do most of the time. The second is the opposite. Memento mori. Remember death. Keep it constantly in mind. For surely life can have no greater savor than when a man believes today is his last. The third is acceptance. A man who accepts death, really accepts it, fears nothing, and hence achieves a transcendent equanimity in the face of all loss. All three of these strategies have something in common. They're lies. Terror, at least, would be honest. But there is another way, a fourth way. This is the inadmissible option, the path no man can speak of, not even to himself, not even in the quiet of his own inward conversation. This way requires no forgetting, no lying, no groveling at the altar of the inevitable. All it takes is instinct. At the stroke of noon on September 16th, 1920,